Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's me, Damien, back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for June 1st, 2020. If you didn't already know, which hopefully you should do by now, this is a super quick rundown or snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. Have you ever heard of those message strings or files that you can send to other users to cause their phone to reboot? Well, we've heard the story a few times, mainly on iPhones, and now there's seemingly a similar issue affecting some Android devices. A simple picture looks as though it has the ability to soft brick some Android phones if it's set as the device wallpaper. Uncovered by Ice Universe, he's a leaker who focuses on Samsung products primarily. He tweeted about the image file that was causing some smartphones, especially Samsung models, to crash and soft brick. Well, what exactly is a soft brick? That's when the device can't be used in one way or another, but can be fixed using relatively simple methods such as deleting a file or indeed resetting the device. We found that the image he originally shared causes an issue with the colour space of this specific image. Typically though, Android wants to display sRGB, but this image uses the RGB colour space instead. On Android 11, the system converts the colour space if it's not already supported by the device itself, but on Android 10, it still doesn't do that. So this isn't an issue with this image in particular, as others could cause the same problem, but it is pronounced because this is a popular wallpaper already being shared online. That said, we do not recommend applying the wallpaper and we're not going to share it in the show notes. Instead, we're going to leave a link to the video of the issue in action if you do want to see just what can happen if your device is not supported. Samsung's Galaxy Watch lineup is often regarded as the best smartwatch for Android users, and now it appears that an updated model is set to come in future, not that you weren't expecting it. Rumours of course have been going around for a few months at this point, but now a new Samsung Galaxy Watch has passed through the FCC, even offering a first look at the hardware. A handful of FCC documents were spotted by Droid Life, and they confirmed that not only is Samsung working on an updated Galaxy Watch, but that its release probably isn't that far away. These documents show off the LTE variants of these new watches, carrying the model numbers SMR845 and SMR855. Further documents show off Wi-Fi only models such as the SMR840 and SMR850. For those not realizing, these numbers line up with the previous Galaxy Watch releases, specifically the non-active models. Better than model numbers though is what the mock-ups of these new smartwatches show us, and a handful of specs. Apparently the new Samsung Galaxy Watch will offer a 45mm case made out of stainless steel, as well as a second variant with a 41mm case. The watch will also offer Gorilla Glass DX, 5ATM water resistance, an MIL-STD810G durability rating, support for GPS, and also LTE as mentioned previously. In a further report, Sam Mobile reveals that Samsung is set to keep the physical rotating bezel on this updated hardware. If you can remember, Samsung's last Galaxy Watch offered this feature, but following the release of the two Galaxy Watch active models, they ditched the feature. It is unclear though if a new model would keep it. We're not sure when Samsung plans to launch the new Galaxy Watch, but the fact they've passed through the FCC hints that a launch could be pretty much imminent. If not, our bet would be alongside the Note 20 launch, which is still scheduled for August. Over the past few years, YouTube's approach to original content has shifted away from scripted movies and TV shows to more creator-driven content. As part of that, YouTube will reportedly not air season 3 of the popular Cobra Kai TV show and let it go to another network. After a record-setting season 2, YouTube ordered another batch of Cobra Kai episodes last April. However, Deadline revealed yesterday that Google has no plans for a fourth season, thus cancelling the show. In response, producing studio Sony Pictures TV asked and was granted permission to shop the show around. According to this new report, negotiations are nearing a successful conclusion, with Hulu or Netflix likely acquiring the show. This comes though as YouTube is moving away from these scripted television in favour of even more content from its existing group of creators. It recently announced a slate of With Me content originals amid the coronavirus pandemic. Existing and future YouTube originals will be free to stream with ads as Google tries to differentiate itself from bucking the paywall trend. Deadline notes just how Cobra Kai was one of the few YouTube original shows to not actually get axed originally, with the not-so-popular Impulse cancelled in March. That said, the site was ready to stream the completed third season, but there's still no word on when that might happen. The plan now is for the new owners of Cobra Kai to air season 3 while receiving access to the back catalogue. This increases the likelihood of a renewal at this new streaming home, with yesterday's article noting how a finished season of a popular title with built-in audience is a hot commodity given the current lack of new content during the COVID-19 shutdowns. And finally, Google has announced that it is delaying next week's Android 11 Beta 1 release and the Beta Launch Show. The company on Twitter said it's now not the time to celebrate in light of the ongoing societal protests across the US, including the San Francisco Bay Area, and therefore will reschedule at a future date. In lieu of a physical I/O conference, the Android 11 Beta Launch Show was meant to be the showcase for what's new in the operating system this year. It would have started with an hour-long keynote at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, June 3rd. Afterwards, senior members of the Android team were supposed to host a live Q&A session. Earlier this week, the company posted the list of Android 11 talks that would also be released that day. These were originally scheduled at I/O 2020 and include the annual What's New in Android, All Things Privacy in Android 11, and What's New in Android Development Tools. For app developers and partners, Google has confirmed that it's not changing the final release schedule for Android 11, which is still planned for Q3 2020. It will provide updated timing though as it becomes available. The first Android 11 beta was originally expected this month, but that has of course been delayed as Google decided to add a bit of extra time to the release schedule from February. The Android team at the start of the month said it's collaborating remotely and prioritising the well-being of their families, friends and colleagues. So that was a snapshot of all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours and the weekend that has been. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com. And be sure to subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.